Tonight on the KHNS Local News, we have a special interview. I'm Claire Strempel. Stay with us. Local author Heather Lendy spoke with KTOO's Rhonda McBride about grief and recovery following the devastating mudslides earlier this month.
It was just such a shock. You know, first the heavy rain and then the roads all opening up and then places that we all think of as very safe. It was more like being hit by a meteor. It's not a slide area. I mean, the trees on that hill are 300 years old. You know, it's of all the places in town, nobody would have thought, gee, Beach Road is a place that there's going to be a landslide.
What was your first awareness of the mudslide?
My husband called. Our lumberyard is over on the beginning part of Beach Road. Our family has a lumberyard and a hardware store there. And he called and he said, something bad just happened. We felt it. And he was with a guy that works at the store and they heard something and felt something. And then they looked out and they could see the debris in Portage Cove, that something had just happened big there. And then, of course, anybody who was on the opposite side of town could see it because it's over on the town side. I mean, you'll see it from every ferry forever going in and out of Haines.
This kind of reminds me of many disasters rolled into one. I mean, you have the extreme weather, you have the mudslides, and the aftermath looks just like an earthquake. And then you have flooding and, you know, also the threat of potential tsunamis if you have more slides.
I think the visuals, especially, you know, my daughter lives up at the top of Young Road near the Mount Rapinski trailhead, and that whole road, it's a paved road with a sidewalk down the side, was just like a gully, a canyon you couldn't drive, just completely churned up, stuff floating here and there. Then further up, my sister, where her roads were, there were just big chasms, cataracts cut right through the road, and water running down these slopes and into people's homes that were then trying to divert them with sandbags. And people who lived up on the hillside were running around with backhoes, digging ditches and trying to divert water from and mud from sliding into people's homes. And we didn't really know what to do at first, I think. And there was a lot of running around. And then there was the big slide. And then all of a sudden, everybody was thinking, well, what if that happens and other places that haven't slid? And so that's when they evacuated lots of neighborhoods on hillsides in town. And all those people then were suddenly in all the hotels, the Aspen and the Captain's Choice.
I wanted to ask you also about the two people who died, Janae Larson and David Simmons, because I know one of the things that you've done for years is write the obituaries for people in your town. And that must have been really hard. Did you write their obituaries?
Yes, I did. The thing about an obituary is that it's about their life. It was particularly challenging in this case to not focus on their death because it was so dramatic and kind of the big thing in everybody's mind. And I should say presumed dead. I mean, I think technically the search is still, it hasn't been closed, but their families all acknowledge that they're gone. And Janae Larson, I mean, grew up here. Mom had a daycare, very involved with the school, the booster club, played basketball, sang Don't Stop Believing at her high school graduation. Always wanted to be a teacher and basically put herself through school, a waitress at a diner, the University of Idaho in Moscow. Her main goal was to come back to Haines and be a kindergarten teacher. She won just about every scholarship that was ever given out in town. She was teaching kindergarten at the school, and it was her first year teaching. And she had also just gotten a dog. She had a golden retriever puppy. She had a longtime boyfriend. She and Walker had been dating since they were in high school, and he wasn't home. He just left after lunch to go back to work. So it was crushing. I mean, it was absolutely crushing to the community, and I think the school too, the kids, the teachers who were so proud of her and took her success maybe even with more pride and pleasure because she had been their student too so recently. David Simmons was relatively new to Haines, but he made just a huge impact. He's just 30. His partner was a local girl, real popular, and they were just setting up their home. And he was working for the Haines Economic Development Council, but also had a shuttle business between Haines and Whitehorse. And he was the Lederhosen guy. He wore Lederhosen and was very funny and light. active, played City League basketball, skied, hiked, fished, hunted, did all those things. And on top of that, he was such a unique guy because he came to Haines just a couple years ago after pretty much traveling the world. He'd circumnavigated the globe 3 times. He'd been to 77 different countries. He spoke Russian, German, and French fluently. He was a Fulbright scholar in Belarus before coming to Haines. And he played semi-pro baseball. And that's how he learned to speak German. I mean, these people were like, not the death. I mean, it doesn't pick and choose. One of my friends is in Haines assisted living. And she said, how come it couldn't have been me? She's 87. She's like, why was it these two? And you can't answer those questions. But it really took the kind of the heart out of a lot of people here.
This whole experience has got to change people's relationship with the land and how safe they feel, how much they trust the land that they call home.
Yeah, it does. I mean, I think it shook us to the core. I keep going back to an interview that I watched that David had given to a German travel television station of some sort. And it took place on his land, on Beach Road in front of his house in September. And he was sitting on a stump there in the big trees, and you could see the Full Moon Cove, they called it, down below, and a very familiar scene. And he spoke about how he chose to settle in Haines after traveling the world because the very land that he was sitting on spoke to him. He felt a pull that this was something fundamental to his very being, and that this was the place he wanted to be forever and raise a family with his sweetheart and stay here. That echoes, you hear that a lot from people in Haines, and we're all in some ways, I think, reckoning with that. If the very land underneath us or above us is coming apart, where does that put us? At the same time, I think that we all love the place more than ever. So I don't know how to reconcile all that, but that's going to be a challenge going forward.
That was Haines author Heather Lendy in conversation with Rhonda McBride. And this is your KHNS local news. I'm Claire Strimple. Thanks for joining us. The newsroom will be closed Friday, but we'll be back Monday morning. Happy holidays. Thank you.